It's time for
formaggio, the mozzarella, the cream cheese, the ricotta, the parmesan drizzled with some honey on it. That sounds pretty good.
The news.
Finagle the bagel.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
What's your favorite accoutrements?
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health. With 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Wrong guy, brother.
On WEEI.
What do you think?
In Florida for an autograph signing for the game tonight. You'll be watching the game at the Hard Rock Hotel, Wiggy, tonight?
That I will be doing. I will be watching the game, signing autographs, and I'll have the Super Bowl ring. So I know we were talking about it earlier. I don't know if you'll be able to see it, but...
You have it with you?
That's how I sign my autographs. J-Wiggs 85... Super Bowl 36 champs.
Are you wearing your ring right now? I would like
No, not wearing it now. It's in the safe.
Don't say that. You're in Florida. I like it. Don't tell people it's back in the safe.
Well, I mean, it's locked up.
I mean, locked up or not. There's people that have keys to everything.
Yeah, but you don't know what room I'm in.
Have you ever heard Florida not like the rest of us?
I mean, and I got video surveillance. I'm like Diddy. I got cameras in every room.
All right. Where do you want to start news-wise?
We're going to start in Somerville as police are investigating 4 airsoft rifle shootings in the last 2 days. One of the victims of this was someone holding a baby. Police say that they've identified 2 juveniles who say that they were involved, but they're still investigating the entire thing.
They're just going around shooting airsoft rifles?
Yes.
At people? Like,
yeah.
What?
And of course... airsoft rifles, regular rifles, they look pretty similar to the actual gun. We can hear from one area resident, Bree Walt, on BZ.
In this area, like, that's surprising for me. Like, I mean, I feel like BB guns and, or maybe not BB, but like airsoft or whatever, I don't think that that's part of, like, kids being kids. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a deeper systemic problem.
Agreed.
That's where that doesn't happen? Down here in Florida. Shoot an airsoft gun out your window, you might be getting hit back with a wide variety of different arsenals of bullets riddling your car.
Yes, a bazooka.
Everybody has a gun, so.
Probably a bazooka or maybe even, what were the things that they were selling that shoot fire?
A flamethrower?
Yeah, I think probably... Somebody probably with you this morning there at the radio station has a flamethrower, Wiggy, I bet.
I wouldn't doubt it. That's why we love Florida.
Anything goes state.
My favorite thing ever in a video game was the flame thing, the weapon in GTA.
Oh, yes.
What was that called?
The flamethrower.
Was it just the flamethrower?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yes.
That thing was electric.
All right, what's next?
Well, Michelle Wu went on a school bus yesterday because since the start of the school year in Boston, they've been running late. So she wanted to take matters into her own hands and figure out what's going on.
Question for the room. Did she put some flashers on it so it could run red lights like her car?
Was this a gasoline-powered bus or an electric one?
I believe full-blown gasoline guzzler.
Oh,
she did arrive 20 minutes late on this school bus, 6 minutes after classes began. So this is an ongoing problem. Uh-huh. Here's what Wu had to say on BZ.
We got lots of notes about, okay, I'm going to move this sign to the end of the curb so that cars can't park here and block the buses. And so there are little tweaks that we'll keep making.
Oh, maybe it's the roads you've changed entirely that are causing the buses to be late. Just
great
the fog.
Great point, Curtis. Like, every other lane is a bike lane or a bus. I mean, can't they use the bus lanes or are those
you would
only
think?
For the MBTA?
You would think.
Oh, that's a good point, right?
Okay.
Courtney, you're
this
right.
This morning, driving into work, I was behind a out-of-service MBTA bus going 6 miles an hour on Western Ave.
Terrible.
All right.
Former New England Patriot Patrick Pass, who Wiggy was just with at the Matt Light event, was arrested in Rhode Island yesterday for allegedly shoving an 82-year-old man at the gym. So the scuffle happened back on August 28th as a result from an argument over exercise equipment inside a Planet Fitness in North Providence. It was a verbal argument, and that's when they say Pass shoved the 82-year-old, causing him to fall onto his back. Pass has been ordered not to have any contact with the victim and is next due in court. court on January 8th.
Damn.
Was the guy like hogging the treadmill?
Yeah,
or
what
like,
was he
what
doing?
Was his...
Was he bat winging in the locker room?
I know. They say over exercise equipment. So it must have happened on the floor of the gym.
So, was the 82-year-old hogging the 5-pound barbells? Or like, what was good on the guy? I mean, good on the guy at 82 still going to the gym and getting his swole on.
But like, something must have been said that was.
Yeah. I mean, Pat's still like a pretty big dude. I mean, what machine is he using that an 82-year-old would be using?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe, like I said, maybe the guy bat winged him when he was doing
what
like,
does that
you
mean?
Know, dumbbell flies.
You know what a bat wing looks like? Wiggy is, you know, Wiggy is the king of low hanging fruit. Think about what a bat wing looks like and then.
Okay. I'll Urban Dictionary that after.
Yeah.
The feds have decided to lower interest rates for the first time since 2020.
Mm.
They're cutting back on its benchmark interest rate by half a percentage point to keep the economy from stalling.
I thought the economy was great.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Oh,
I've been told repeatedly recently that the economy is in great shape.
Yeah, well, it seems like...
okay.
That may have been a swing and a miss as well.
This is happening... right in advance of the election.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
We can hear from Fed Chair Jerome Powell on CBS News.
Our patient approach over the past year has paid dividends. I would just say that, you know, the U.S. economy is in a good place, and our decision today is designed to keep it there.
There you go, Courtney, in this economy.
In this economy.
There has never been a bigger chasm between the elected officials discussing the economy and the people actually living and working in it.
You know, they say that you can't trust your sources in this economy.
In this economy?
Yeah. Yes.
I should have known. I should have known. And I have reached out to the source.
Oh, you have?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, the two sources.
But the first one.
The
main one.
Oh, the main source.
And just, you know, I hate to do this, but to explain how this whole thing works, to say that Courtney in some way did that for ratings, it doesn't work that way. She just said something, and then we talked about it, but you don't get, like, it doesn't, nobody knows what Courtney was going to say. She said it on the show, and then we did other things. Like,
also,
that's not at all how this works.
If you've been listening for the last 3 years, you know, as an anxiety girly, like, the last thing I need is Don Sweeney going up there and saying that it's inaccurate. Like, trust me when I say.
And I hate to do this to X-Bear. 617-779-7937 if you want to call in. Curtis ran with it without vetting it. X-Bear, you were tweeting me and writing a link about a guy that is Eric Shun Jr. who reported that Jaron Duran didn't, in fact, use a homophobic slur. It was AI-generated. That's the source you used, and you're mocking us.
Eric Shun.
Like, did he really, he or she, X-Bear, did they say vetting it?
Yeah.
Like, what is this, Woodward and Bernstein? No. Like,
why don't you vet your name? Who are you? That would be helpful.
It's 100% inaccurate.
Have they listened to the show? Wiggy was just talking about bat-winging it.
In X-Bear, it didn't come from a story there because we got a text at 6:29 last night. That tweet was much later. But you can keep lying to yourself. It works out. But you used the guy that was Eric Shun as your source. And you're mocking us.
Yeah, and I love X-Bear, but it wasn't Curtis's fault. Curtis asked if he could tweet it. I said yes, and it's all on me.
Listen, somebody that you trust told you something.
Yeah.
And then you shared it on the radio.
Yeah, I shouldn't do that moving forward. I don't know.
Oh, that Courtney, I was going to ask you that. I was going to ask you, does this change your sourcing moving forward if you do get a little bit of nugget from somebody?
Good question.
I don't know, because I still stand behind my Sam Kennedy Celtics. Like, that source I am so okay with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It'll definitely make me look at people, even if I know their connection to others.
That was the first Coco Bomb.
Yes.
If I remember correctly. Yes. Sean and I are not on the same page today.
No.
At all.
Keep the one with the fart sound.
No,
Sean.
No, that one's not a fart sound, though.
Yeah,
I'm
that was the right
because
one.
Because that one still plays.
Oh, that one still plays. Sorry.
Yeah, that was the Sam Kennedy. That was the Celtics one, right? I'm so confused. I'm lost.
Like, I just like fart sounds.
If you just want me to play fart sounds, I can play fart sounds.
No,
that's easy.
No, I like them with the actual bomb dropping.
part of it, though. I like that one. Another cocoa bomb on WEEI. Your source said it to you. This is an entertainment program. Relax.
Yeah. No, they don't have to relax. Okay. Keep it coming.
All right. You want to take a break?
Yes, I would love to.
We will get to the rest of today's news. In the meantime, Courtney with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
When it comes to the cocoa bomb, we did hear from Don Sweeney yesterday around noon, and he addressed the recent reports surrounding Jeremy Swayman's pending contract. Here's what he had to say.
I will make everybody aware that some of the inconsistencies that have been reported are completely inaccurate. And I think that being a representative of the Bruins, you know, how we do business and try and keep things close to the vest and respect everybody's own privacy, that I'll answer questions, but I'm not going to go into depth of the negotiation and the talks we had, because we're excited about the players that are here and looking to move forward.
I need to know the numbers. I cannot make a determination about this until I know what the numbers are. Like, what is Jeremy Swayman asking? What are they offering? I mean, he's a restricted. He will be a. What, Curtis? He has to play. If he's going to play this season, it has to be for the Bruins.
Yes.
And then he can go out and get himself his $8.5 million, whatever it is that he wants somewhere else.
Yes, next year. So, Greg, you know what? But this goes back to Keefe's scoops and the Keefe bomb, where he said $10 million, and I believe there was a little bit in the spit and chiclets bomb where the Bruins were at $6 million. Because don't you think if it was $8.5 million they were offering him, he would already be done?
Yeah. You think that that $6.5 million that they were talking about on spit and chiclets is accurate?
Yeah, I bet it's closer to the six, whatever it was, 6.5, 6.2.
I mean, he didn't get pissed at the numbers being shared.
Right.
He got pissed that they said he was not calling the agent back.
Right.
When it comes to that, but he did bring up the 8 years, $8.5 million that was on social media yesterday. So it is weird that he left out the spit and chiclets, 6.2. The Red Sox beat the Rays last night 2-1. Tanner Houck went 4 innings, giving up 1 run on 4 hits while striking out 4. Story talked about playing hard, even though the playoffs are becoming less and less likely, as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Yeah, like you said, it looks bleak, but it's the big leagues, man. You show up every day to compete and to win. It's an honor to put this Red Sox jersey on every day, and we owe it to the fans. We owe it to everybody to come out here and try to win. So that's definitely our mindset, and who knows? You might rip off 10 in a row. We'll see.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. One more with the Rays tonight, 6:50, first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 5:50 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. We have the Pats in Thursday night football tonight. The boys are taking on the Jets in enemy territory. Kickoff is at 8:15. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 64 degrees, cloudy skies. Afternoon high, 73.
Rain finally today, Curtis?
A couple showers. The real soaking is going to come tomorrow morning, but not still in a drought here.
And did I see that it was going to rain through at least Saturday? So we're done with the summer weather? Like that's it? Fall gets here and it's rain.
Yeah, it's going to be the high Sunday is going to just be 64. We're in the 60s, cloudy most of next week.
All right. Kickoff 8:15 tonight, and you can talk about the New England Patriots and the Jets all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.